Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Well, it is 8:37, so welcome early, Wendy Nola.
Hello, Gary.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you this fine morning?
I'm really good, Wendy, and I'm very happy about what we're talking about this morning because I feel like sometimes these people just don't really get a voice. I mean, if anyone has ever had to work a table at a restaurant, whether you've been a waitress or a waiter, I don't know, maybe waitron is the correct term.
I don't know about that waitron word. It just sounds like a robot to me.
So waitron's out. So if you've been a waiter or a waitress, you might have been on the other end of some pretty rubbish treatment at the hands of your restaurant owner or your manager. Wendy, have you ever waitressed?
I actually did quite a lot when I left school in my student days, and quite a few restaurants in Durban. And some of the stuff that went on was very dodgy indeed. In fact, the first thing I ever got published was a letter I wrote to the Sunday Times about... I'm not going to say when it was. It's really dating, but it was about one Durban steakhouse owner that I worked for, where he got his girlfriend to make us these really hideous red crimpoline uniforms, which we had to pay for, and many other things. I was very outraged. It was where it all began for me, I suppose, my first published work. But the thing is, back then, okay, so it was the early 80s, I've said it, there were no regulations governing waitering staff, absolutely zilch. The owners could pretty much do what they liked, but not anymore, not since 2007, actually, so we're going back, 12 years, when the working conditions and remuneration of waiters in South Africa were now governed by the introduction of the Sectoral Determination 14, which is part of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, right? But while there are no doubt many restaurants which do comply, and kudos to them, the exploitation does continue in restaurants around the country, and it seems to me to be on a pretty wide spread, a pretty large scale, right? So things like, I often get emails, stock shortages being deducted from waiters' salaries between 250 and 500 rand a month, whether they've broken anything themselves or not. No explanation, no uniform supply, they have to buy it. Subtle intimidation and threats to their job when they try and resolve certain basic issues like that. So often it's the waiter or waitress who contacts me themselves, pleading that they stay anonymous and they're so frightened of getting into trouble. And that happened a few months ago in the case of a Stellenbosch restaurant, which was transgressing several legal provisions, such as docking. This is very common, sadly. Docking the tips of the waitresses and waiters for credit card payments.
That's
sometimes
shocking.
Not just the tip portion, but the entire bill when the customer makes payment with a card or Zapper or whatever. Making waiters pay for their work aprons to be washed and ironed for each shift and that kind of thing. Sometimes it's the parent who feels outraged on the child's behalf.
And I see, Wendy,
in fact, that's quite often.
I see here that you've actually got a case like that to share with us.
Okay, I did. I'm going to read out an email, well, most of it. This father wrote to me, "Dear Wendy, I was wondering if you can assist. I'm trying to find out what the legal requirements are for the payment and deductions of waitron staff. I request this on a level of anonymity, as I know my daughter would be dismissed for something stupid if it was found out that I had complained. She was working as a waitress at a Hillcrest restaurant. Waiters are not paid any basic salary, nothing. But the following is deducted from their tips. 30 rand per shift for breakages, whether they have breakages or not. If they work a double shift, lunch and dinner, that's 60 rand in a day. Card payment, bank charges, the full amount of the card payment and not just the tip portion. I can't begin to tell you how wrong that is. They're passing on the entire bank charges then to the waitressing staff, who they do not pay. The restaurant has a dress code, which the waiting staff have to purchase themselves, and obviously they will need several sets if they're working a lot of shifts. They have to supply their own cleaning cloths. Remember this if next time you see a waiter wiping your table down. It could well be the case. They have to wash these themselves. They have to supply their own wine bottle openers, Kerry. They supplied with one apron, whoop-de-doo-dah, then they have to wash that themselves. So I've had quite a few reports about these things over the years, and I have to say this is the worst case of waiter exploitation that I have ever received. Some of these people are part-timers, they're students, you know, working shifts to make money. Others are actually supporting their families on the tips that they get. So I responded to that father straight away, asking for more info saying, of course, I'll guarantee your anonymity. But he went quiet on me. And I think it's fair to say he was probably, you know, spoke to his daughter. Maybe between the two of them, they were full of fear that this was somehow going to backfire on them.
Shocking.
Which is really sad. But I did anyway seek the opinion of Labour lawyer Michael Bagram. And as expected, all of that is illegal in terms of the sectoral determination for the hospitality industry. Every bit of it.
I was going to say, every single thing you just mentioned.
Yeah. All of that. No, none of that is allowed. And I'll tell you why in a little bit.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
So this dad wrote to Wendy, wanted absolute anonymity, has since actually gone kind of quiet on Wendy because he's afraid for his daughter's job, which is so unfair because the conditions that his daughter is working under are absolutely 100% unfair and not even legal. She is a waitress at a Hillcrest restaurant. So tell us more, Wendy.
Okay, so in short, just to sum up, she and her fellow waitrons, I suppose they've been called these days, no salary at all. First illegal bit, just tips, 30 Rand deducted from their tips, whether they break anything or not, standard deduction. Bank charges on the whole bill, not just the tip portion, deducted from their tips. They have to buy their own uniforms, their own cleaning cloth, their bottle openers, and wash their aprons themselves. I'm surprised the restaurant owner doesn't make them wash and iron the tablecloths and serviettes as well, quite frankly. Essentially, what he's doing is paying the waiters not 1 cent and using their tips to pay for some of his overheads, which is beyond outrageous. And what the Consumer Protection Act, this has nothing to do with the CPA, but I love the word that it uses, which is unconscionable. Labour lawyer Michael Bagram says it's illegal as well. So here's how it's supposed to be. Every single waiter must be paid in terms of the sectoral determination as outlined by the Government Gazette. It is updated from time to time, as you can find in the Gazette. No waiter currently can earn below the national minimum wage, which is 20 Rand an hour and a minimum of 4 hours a day. There can be no tip deductions unless specifically agreed in writing by the waiter or waitress. The uniforms must be paid for by the employer, and any equipment such as cleaning cloths must be supplied and cleaned by the employer. No docking the, well, I was going to say salary, well, no deducting from tips for cleaning work gear. Equipment such as wine bottle openers must be paid for by the employer. If this is not being done, he says, it can be reported to the Department of Labour and an inspector can come out. He's very firm on this, and I've consulted Michael on many such cases of a waiter exploitation.
You know, Wendy, the thing is that when someone is working as a waiter or a waitress, it's usually because they're saving up for something else or they're still studying. So they often don't feel like they can really speak up. So would you even suggest for someone who's being so badly exploited like this?
Yeah. The thing is also many of them are quite young and, you know, first job, they don't know their rights. So that's why it's often the parents who will come to me. But the children are begging their parents not to do anything because they don't want to lose the job. So you can report it to the Department of Labor. An inspector will come out, says Michael Bagram. I'm not so sure in practice how that will work, but there is the first of all, you can speak to the media. That's just myself, even if you do it anonymously. I went public with the exploitation of that staff at that Stellenbosch restaurant I mentioned earlier. I did get comment from the owner, publicised it, and things did change after that. The waitress who came to me anonymously on behalf of her colleagues was happy to report that things had changed dramatically after that. So I urge waiting staff to speak to their colleagues and come forward, even if it is anonymously. Tell me what's going on and I'll challenge the restaurant. You can lay a complaint with the CCMA, Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration. Just do something because it's not okay. And for those of us who support these restaurants, ask the manager or owner about how they treat their staff. I always ask the waiters themselves as well how, if they get all of their tip and if any amounts are deducted. Even if it's just for their bank charges of their tip portion, that's not allowed for in the Act. But many restaurants are actually deducting the bank charges for the entire bill off the tip, which is just beyond me, just must not happen. So start engaging. Because for me, this is the thing. Apart from not wanting to support exploitation, my question is always this. If a company is willing to flout the law in one respect, I don't trust them not to cut other corners. 100%. And when it comes to a restaurant, food integrity, where they're sourcing the food, are they maintaining the cold chain properly? What are their hygiene practices like and all the rest? So it's actually a very big issue for me. And I think it's time that all of us stood together to stop the nonsense. Again, I'm not saying this is all restaurants. Clearly, there must be many who are towing the line and doing right by their staff. We are addressing this to those that are still exploiting and exploiting very badly.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And if someone needs to contact you directly, how can they get hold of you?
The easiest way is to go onto my Facebook page. It's Wendy Nola Consumer, and there's a little button there where you can send me an email.
Thank you so much, Wendy. We'll speak to you next Thursday.
Thanks so much, Kerry. We'll do. Get up! East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore, Kerry and Skye.